Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
You know, growing up as a young boy, I never really played with dolls.
What about like G.I. Joes and stuff?
I did like me some G.I. Joes. That was legit back in the day. I did some of that. But I guess if you consider that dolls for sure, then maybe I did. I have to retract what I said. But it's very interesting to see this, and I think you all saw this too. LOL like dolls. We all know what those are, right? Very popular, Mackenzie?
Yes, very popular. My little Lucy, she's 9 now. She was super into them last year. It was all the rage. She still has a ton of them. So LOL surprise dolls, they come in all different things. So typically, if you just get like one, they come in a ball, and it's like a surprise what doll you get, and then they have different accessories.
Okay, well, now I hear there's a whole new surprise. What's going on with these LOL dolls?
Well, one of Liv's friends is a mom of a 6 and 8-year-old, and she's joining us now, and she has discovered something with the new LOL surprise boy dolls.
And we're going to call you Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous.
Hi there.
Hey, so what's going on with the dolls, and have you actually bought any, or what's your experience?
Yeah, so like you guys said, I have an 8 and a 6-year-old, and they are obsessed. They love these dolls. That's what they want for Christmas. That's what they want for, like, spend their money on. And, you know, for $10, they get the surprise, and it's super fun. So they have new lines now, and they have a direct boy line, which is cool. Like, that's great to be inclusive and have that availability. But also with their newer, I don't know what you call them, lines of dolls, I guess, or their newer styles, they have boys mixed in, and they're surprise dolls, so you don't know what you're going to get, so you open it up, and it's like, it can be really, really fun for kids and really awful. There's been tears in our house because they get repeat dolls, but that's just part of it. Like, you got to get over that part.
Being with a real boy, you just never know what you're going to get. It's a surprise.
Yeah. And it's full of tears.
Well, okay, yeah, so. I mean, I've got an 8 and a 6-year-old girl, so they're full of drama. So anyway, so at Halloween, they got little dolls, and, you know, they were super excited, and we've never had this happen, but they got the same doll, which has never happened to us, and it happened to be a boy. So no big deal. Like, the boy ones are kind of weird looking anyway. I mean, the whole doll thing in general, they're all very weird, but the kids love them. And so they got the boy dolls, and I happened to look down, and they love to take the clothes off. Well, they come naked anyway, and you put the clothes on them, and then you see if you dip them in water and see if they color change or they cry or whatever. I don't know. It's all very weird. So anyway, the girls were putting the clothes on the boys, and I happened to notice that it had, like, male genitalia.
Yeah, so, like, they are anatomically correct.
Yes, like, it was very graphic. And I will say, even the girls, I mean, these are dolls that you can put in water. So, like, any dolls that you can put in water need to have a drainage hole. And so, like, there's a hole in all of them at the bottom. No big deal, right? So the girl ones are smooth, and they just have a hole. But this was so bizarre because the boy one is raised, and it comes out of the doll, the hole, and then it has two very round balls.
So it has a twig and berries, basically. They have teeny weenies. And it's weird because, like you said, like Ken dolls, which I grew up with, are smooth. There is nothing there. And that, it was fine. Well, you know, but these little ones, they actually are anatomically correct, which is kind of interesting.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, these dolls are so small in the first place. And I have to say that I was, like, super shocked. And it's not that I'm not afraid to have that conversation with my children. I just think it's bizarre. It's just bizarre to be having these anatomically correct dolls that they don't have for the girls. The girls don't have the anatomy parts. It's just a hole there. So it was very shocking. So I just kind of let it slide, and I just wanted to see if the girls would notice it. Well, later on that day, my one daughter, who's 6, who's in kindergarten, leans over to me and says, "Mom, this boy has a different private part than I do." And then that stirred up all the stuff. And my daughter, my older daughter, who's in 3rd grade, was like, "Mom, they have 3 parts and we only have 1. So it was just very shocking. And I I was very annoyed about it, just because, like, here they're playing with these dolls. Like you said, a Ken doll is smooth. Even a Barbie doll is smooth. Like, it's not exactly, it doesn't show all of the graphical
right.
parts of the breast. So it was just very shocking. And I took them back to Target, and they had no problem giving us different dolls. And we ended up getting another boy. So I just left it.
Of course you did.
We threw it away.
So that's the thing. No, there's so many forums. Like, mommies are blogging and making comments. They're like, why does my five-year-old little girl's doll have a teeny weeny? Why is this necessary? Like, Twig and Berries, they're just wondering why they've gone this route, LOL dolls.
Hey, Anonymous, thank you for calling in and sharing your experience. That's very interesting.
Hey, no problem.
You have a good one. 833-563-2539. I understand, like how that could be awkward, but isn't that a kind of a good thing that maybe they can help start the dialogue and explain it in a very easy way? Like,
yeah,
oh, well, this doll has this because he's a boy, and boys have this. And girls, oh, well, they only have this one thing because that's a girl, and that's what you have.
I just think, too, maybe it's weird because I feel like normally parents know when they're going to have that conversation, and it's kind of on their time. And so for it to just be like a shock and be like, oh, well, this is happening way earlier than maybe I wanted it to.
But I think it's good because often parents say that they're going to do a conversation on their own, and they wait too late.
I think the weird thing is just that the girls are not anatomically correct. Like, just the little boy surprises.
Well, wait, okay, do you want a full thing right there? Do they really need to do all of that?
Well, but you know, it's just weird. Like, why wouldn't they just make it every
And to be
doll?
Fair, if you've not seen what the guy looks like, that's not exactly correct. There's not a huge, okay, just throwing that out there.
They're very small. Probably makes you feel good about yourself, Joe.
It does. I'm twice that. Lauren, good morning. You're on Joe
hey,
McKenzie. What do you think about these LOL dolls?
So my six-year-old is, like, obsessed with LOL dolls, and she has every different style and type. And so naturally, when the boys came out, I had to, like, special order it from Target just so she could have one. And I didn't notice it, and she didn't notice it, or if she did, she didn't say anything. And so I just found out about that last week, and I was kind of shocked and mortified. But at the same time, I can kind of, I'm not justifying it, but I understand why they did it, because all of the LOL dolls either do four things. They either pee, cry, spit, or color change. So in the world we live in these days, if they were to just make it smooth, then I know there would be riots about it, about why are they not anatomically correct, and why are they making them look the same as girls. And but in my perspective, I just took the boy doll away and threw it in the trash, and we will make sure we get no more little boy dolls.
Wait, okay. Hold on. Here's my question, though. Because it's a boy, you threw it in the trash. That makes no sense. Why? Why are you getting rid
because
of a boy doll?
I don't want her to see that.
Why? How old is she?
She's six.
But is she really going to be staring at that? It's just a doll. It's a boy doll.
I don't know, but I know she, in school, I'm sure it's going around, and I'm sure people are talking about it and stuff, and so I just don't want her to see it.
Okay, Lauren. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And I'm not attacking Lauren either, and I understand where you're coming from, but maybe it's because I'm a guy. I don't get, like, you explain it, you move on, and it's like a great learning thing, but, like, two or three people now are like, oh, I threw the doll away.
Trash.
A boy doll? Hell no, not in this household.
Garbage.
Am I totally missing the point? Because I could be. 833-563-2539.
I think, you know, maybe they just don't have the convo yet with their kindergarten about testicles.
Well, what awkward
know.
Conversation do you like? Oh, we just throw babies in the garbage. That's not an awkward conversation. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie. Oh, no, we throw that baby in the garbage. Not awkward.
Oh, you touch my tra-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
That was random.
Where is that from? I love it.
No, you're going to love the dance song. Hey, we're talking real quick, a few more calls, about these LOL surprise dolls that have male genitalia if it's a boy. And the thing that really surprised me is we had people already calling in. They're like, oh, yeah, if it was a boy doll, we had to throw them away.
Trash.
Can't let my daughter see the Twigs and Berries, the Frank and Beans. I just think it's to me, it's an interesting thing whether you want to have it or not. I think it's an easy way to have a controlled conversation where you can talk to your kids, even just a very basic thing. You don't have to do the birds and the bees, just saying, boys have these parts, girls have these parts.
But you can imagine as a mommy, when you walk in and your five-year-old is playing with this little teeny weeny on this doll, you're like,
Yeah, no, right? I can get that. Let's go to Angela this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think?
I actually think it's a good idea because it doesn't come as a surprise to the children. My mom gave my daughter, before she started school, the talk. And I thought, hey, wait a minute, this is my job. And it was too soon. But it turns out it was a good thing because when she started school, she got flashed. So she already knew what it was, and it, you know, didn't surprise her, and it didn't stop her from anything. So to me, it's a good idea and a good way to help, you know, the kids, because I think the parents are more uptight about it than the children. It's like, okay, what is that? They move on.
No, I think you're right there, and I think if you just say, like, well, this is what it is, like, okay, whatever, bye.
Right.
I think you're so afraid they're going to ask, like, wiener, 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 wiener. Like, no, it's cool.
Bless her heart, though. She got flashed at school.
No kidding.
It's
that's
not right.
Like, what was that little kid thinking? That's wrong. Let's go to Michelle this morning. Hey, Michelle, you're on Joan McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Oh, I just have no idea why it's such a big deal. I think it desensitizes children to it, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, my daughter is 5, and she has a little brother, and he's 2, and I don't know. She's just always seen him naked, and we've always told him what those parts were, and I don't know. I just don't understand why it would be a big deal. She doesn't even care. She sometimes says it's disgusting, but other than that.
You can tell her as an adult woman, she'll probably say the same thing. That's what my wife says. So thank you, Michelle, for calling in. We'll go to Amber this morning on Joan McKenzie, talking about these LOL surprise dolls, which now, as a boy, they actually have a little pronounced genitalia.
Twig and berries.
I don't really know how I feel about it. I didn't realize they had that. But I have a fourth grade daughter who's 10, and she hasn't had that talk yet as far as, like, the boys, girls, and all that. That comes next year. So if I had a younger child, I probably wouldn't like it to be a surprise. But she's seen nephews and things, other boys get their diaper changed. So she wouldn't be shocked by it. But I think everything's been so sexualized already. I think I would be more protective over my daughter having that doll, and I don't know, if I had a boy, I'd be cool with it because that's what he looks like, and if boys play with those, I can see a reason for why can't I have a doll that looks like me, but I feel like I would probably, if it looks weird, I would not be comfortable with my daughter playing with it.
Okay, Amber.
Good point.
Yeah.
How ironic is it that these are LOL surprise dolls?
Yeah, there's
that
a surprise.
Have the surprise.
Bethany, we'll wrap things up with you. What did you want to say?
I just think that it's something totally normal. I have a 6-year-old daughter. She's obsessed. It's the first thing she noticed when she opened the doll. And because she has a 8-year-old brother, and it's something that, you know, at any age, you know, once children start asking why this, why that, I mean, we can't limit their, you know, education. And we have to educate them, especially in the world we are today where they're stuck online on YouTube all the time. They might run into something bizarre because the parents aren't always watching.
I think that's a good point, Bethany. Hey, thank you for the call. All right, I know, it's time. Here we go. We're getting into the tea with McKenzie.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. The 77th annual Golden Globe Awards will be held on January 5th at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A. Ricky Gervais will be back hosting.
He's a good host.
He's the best host. He is amazing. So nominations just came out. A lot of Netflix shows, like streaming services, led the pack. Watchmen, Game of Thrones were among some of the biggest snubs. So that was kind of shocking. J-Lo got her first nomination in like 20 years. The last time was for Selena, but she was nominated for Hustlers, and here she is.
Hi, guys. I'm just waking up, and I just heard that I got nominated for Best Supporting Actress for a Golden Globe. Oh my God, it's been 20 years since I was nominated for Selena. I just want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press Association for this incredible honor. I am humbled and so excited to be recognized for this role as Ramona in Hustlers. Thank you so much. And I'll see you at the Globes.
This is so cool. So she'll be taking on Margot Robbie, Laura Dern, Annette Bening, Kathy Bates, all nominated for actors in a supporting role for a motion picture.
Wow.
Okay, so some of the movies for best drama, 1917, The Irishman, taking on Joker, Marriage Story, and Two Popes.
Why do I never see any of the movies that are ever nominated?
I want to see a bunch of these before. Best Actor, Christian Bale, taking on Antonio Banderas, Adam Driver, Joaquin Phoenix, and Jonathan Pryce.
Let's do like a watch party. Like we'll all go out to the movie theater. We'll all like try to download it at somebody's like place.
I feel like we really need to. For animated film, Frozen 2 is against How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, Lion King, Missing Link, and Toy Story 4. So that's always like a fun category.
I haven't seen any of those movies either.
Well, Jack Black has a few Golden Globes under his belt. He is so fun. He was talking to Jimmy Kimmel about how he gets his French fans to fall in love with him.
Jennifer Lawrence at the Oscars. Remember when she was walking up the stairs to accept her Oscar and she like tripped and fell, and then America just fell in love with her. And so then at all the premieres, I've just been like, just like tripping on the way up the stairs on purpose, but it looks real.
Oh.
And then the French are like, oh, Jack Black, we love him more.
I love him so much. And by the way, Joe, he just had a birthday. He just turned 50.
Dang. See, I don't think Jack Black's 50. I know. He's like my age, but so way more successful.
And you're 52, so happy birthday.
Thank you. Bring on that AARP cartoon.
Well, Pete Freight's a former college baseball player who's battled with Lou Gehrig's disease. Made me to him the face of ALS. Ice Bucket Challenge has passed away at the age of 34. But what a life. What a legacy. He raised more than $200 million worldwide. Did you do the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I did.
Yeah, I remember
that was
doing
a fun
back
challenge.
In the day.
I'm proud to take the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS.
Oh,
ooh, that was cold.
I remember that, just hearing that's a feeling. So of
we
course.
Need more challenges like that instead of like, challenge you to hit yourself in the head with a hamburger. Like,
we
let's do some
do.
Good ones to raise some money for really needy causes.
Yeah, so what an amazing man. Of course, all of our thoughts and prayers to his family and friends, and he will be remembered and missed greatly. Well, the beef continues. Nick Cannon blasting Eminem in this new diss track called The Invitation, and we have some for you now.
Number will be monitored and recorded.
Check this out, Eminem, whatever your name is, right? You know, I don't ever do no talking, but Nick is family. This is your invitation, to prove to everybody else what you're about. What it takes off. Eminem for this.
All right, so
that's all I'm getting? I don't get any of the rap? I don't get any of the verse. I don't hear any. Oh, come on. I need more.
That was just a little tease. So Eminem dissed him like about Mariah and his baby mama, calling him like a little bee, a little hoe. I don't know. So the beef is going back and forth. I would not want to make Eminem mad. I feel like, I mean, but Chris, I don't know. Nick Cannon, who do you think would win in a cage fight?
Oh, a real fight? I don't know. A rap battle, Eminem would kill him.
A rap battle, real battle, Fortnite battle, whatever you want to do, Eminem's going to destroy Nick Cannon.
Oh, Eminem. I mean, he's like, and then he replied on Twitter. He's like, you mad, bro? Stop lying on my beep. I never had a chauffeur, you bougie beep. I mean, so it's not going to end nicely is what I'm saying.
Somebody has to die. All right, well, I look forward to hearing the rest of that track.
Yes. I kind of like when there's celebrity beef.
Oh, I did too. When everybody gets along in life, like at least for me, I'm like, boring. Where's the beef? Mackenzie, kind of exciting. You got asked out on a first date.
I did, but here's the thing. It's to his company Christmas party. Is that weird?
It's a little weird, but you're going to go, right?
I don't know.
All right, I want to hear more about this, and we're going to get your thoughts if Mackenzie should go or what she should do. Coming up in about 10 minutes, you can get into the conversation, 833-563-2539. We're Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.